the home of Bilko and Jade for breakfast. Jade's away on the sick list, however, at 7:09. We did promise you from Absolute Soul Secrets, the lovely Rose Smith, our resident psychic. And it's funny, Rose, I was going through some old magazines the other day. Do you remember the old That's Life magazines from back in the
day? Yeah, absolutely.
There's a load of your ads in there. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that's right. I've been advertising there, I don't know, for donkey's years.
Yeah, because we used to do the puzzles and stuff in there, and then I'm just clearing out the cupboard and going, that's Rose Smith. Oh, my God. Give her a ring and talk about your future. I think it's fantastic. Well, it's always good to have you here. Now, look, Jade's not here today because she's feeling a bit poorly, and, I mean, she's probably feeling a bit run down and what have you. But we, of course, everyone is talking about the lunar eclipse tonight, and they're saying the best viewing will be probably in the hinterland around our region from around 9 o'clock. That's if the weather holds. I'm assuming the Gold Coast looks good this morning weather-wise?
Yeah, it's looking a few clouds, but it's okay, Yeah, it's going to be a pretty full-on eclipse.
When they say full-on, does that mean it'll actually be really noticed, like there'll be good photographic opportunities?
Oh, I wasn't thinking in visible terms. I was thinking about the effects because they do say that this.
I don't want to interrupt you, Rose, but they do say with eclipses, and it's funny, in the Bible, whenever there's an eclipse that has come by, there is turmoil, there is, you know, war, and look what's happened in the Middle East.
Chaos.
Look what's happening. It's like it's lined up with the Middle East stuff and the moon. I mean, are you seeing those connections?
Oh, absolutely. And the fact that Donald Trump was born very close to an eclipse, like within a day of an eclipse, a lunar eclipse.
Oh.
It's no surprise.
So what are you saying the karmic details are with this eclipse? The timing is not surprising you.
No. So we've got these points. The theoretical points called nodes, the north node and the south node. The sun is always opposite the moon in an eclipse, and the north node, which is about destiny and the future and where you're going, is right next to the sun. They're called conjunct in astrology.
Gotcha.
And then the actual moon has the south node right next to it, and that's all about karma. So what will happen is a whole lot of karma is going to be brought up over the next weeks, possibly even months, because the effect of an eclipse, a lunar eclipse, can go for up to 6 months. But generally, you know, 2 or 3 months, you would think.
When you say karma, though, Rose, it's a balancing of the universe. So is this karma for what the world's going through? Are we being held to account for actions and decisions we're making as a whole?
Yes, so it's on a collective level, but it's also on an individual level. So what's happening in your life? I mean, I only just got up an hour ago and already things are happening. And I thought, oh, now I've got to deal with that. And it's like, how can you have things happening at this time of the day, you know? So it's already started, but I would say my best advice for everyone this week is not to take any risks. You know, if you're thinking of doing something risky like buying crypto, I don't know that now's the best time to do it. and just to kind of be a little bit cautious and be very thoughtful about what you're doing. And because lunar eclipse is in Virgo, it's a great time for cleaning out your cupboards at home, for getting organised, for looking after your health.
Isn't it funny? My wife is saying to me, we need to clear out. Suddenly she's got this bug to clear everything out of the house, and it's like she's clearing out the kids' cupboards, the garage, and it's come out of nowhere. But so this is sort of what's happening, isn't it? It's affecting people on that level.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, do it. Clean up. Get organised. It's about systems. In business, you might change your systems around and make them more logical, you know. Mm. So Virgo really loves to be organised, but the downside, because all astro signs have got downsides, and for Virgo is they can be perfectionistic, they want it perfect, and they can be very critical, and not only of other people but themselves as well.
Yeah. Now, we know what's happening in the Middle East right now. What are you seeing for that situation? What is Trump's mandate for this? I know he got rid of the leader there and that was something he had to do, but what are the consequences for the next few months from this action today?
Oh, I think it's pretty severe. And we're already hearing, I haven't looked at any news, but You know, the prices of oil rising dramatically. It's going to bring huge price increases for anything coming from China, because China's been circumventing, you know, these sanctions and getting their oil from Iran. So, you know, you can expect the price of Chinese goods to go up. You know, that will affect us.
Yeah, and this is where, in a cost of living crisis already, if you feel you're paying too much for everything and anything, the ongoing effects, of course, we've only got about 30 days reserve supply of fuel in this country, and then we're going to start feeling the effects. So immediate petrol price rises, that goes to your trucks, your food. So life in the short term going to get tougher between now and Chrissy.
We'll be paying for Donald Trump, for what Donald Trump's done here. And as I said before, he was born virtually right on an eclipse, and that can bring chaos, you know, being born there. It's very difficult for those people. Gwyneth Paltrow is another one that was born on a lunar eclipse, and you can see what happens there. So.
Yeah, exactly. Her life is a complete turmoil. Do you reckon you'll see his Donald Trump's Trump Tower get built on the Gold Coast? Is that just something he's trying to grandstand with?
I see a flight of steps, so there's more to go with that.
Yep.
And then something stops. Then it all sort of stops. So
okay.
I don't think it's going to proceed, or it's going, if it does, it's going to take maybe more than 10 years or something like that.
So why would he bother doing that? I've got to ask you too, I noticed we know what's happened with Andrew and the royal family. That family is in crisis. King Charles is in crisis. What are you feeling for the royal family at the moment? Are they gone as an institution? Has Andrew permanently wrecked them, do you think?
No, I wouldn't say so far as much as that. They are in crisis, no doubt, because they bring a lot of tourism dollars into the UK. So I think, you know, even though they don't have much, they're losing power in a real sense, but because they bring so much money into the UK, I don't think they're going to just disappear or anything like that. Again, it'll be calmer. But I did have a flasher 2 weeks ago. This whole Epstein files thing
is going to
destabilise entire countries, and it's on the level of a pandemic or like a climate crisis, like a climate catastrophe. This is a really, really big thing. You think it doesn't affect us, it will.
I've seen a couple of online interviews from people who are mentioning the amount of money laundering that's gone on, you know, with the Epstein case, and how that is going to basically tumble economies. So, Rose, you're not painting a nice picture between what, even in the next 12 months, because as I said to you earlier this year, I've got this whole thing that February of next year, we're going to be sitting in a very different world from where we are right now. And I don't know what that means. I get dreams of devastation and apocalyptic visions, but I'm trying to do a positive show here every day, but it's getting harder and harder. I don't think life is changing as we know it. And in the next 12 months, we're going to radically look back and go, what happened?
Yes. I don't know that it's next year, 27, but I think 28, 29 is going to be really intense. But the other side of that is, it's like clearing out the dross, because by 2031, things are going to be so much better for so many people.
Wow.
So it's going to be like a fundamental change in the way democracy works. I don't think we should get rid of democracy, but it's got some problems, that's for sure.
So you say by 2031 things are okay. Let's put it out there. Do you think the 2032 Olympics in Brisbane will go ahead, or will Brisbane say forget about it, or is that the thing we need to unify us?
I've got 5 stars across the top of my forehead when you say that.
Cool.
So yes, it'll go ahead.
Fantastic. Rose, I could talk to you for half an hour, but thank you so much for weighing in on where we're at the moment. Of course, people can get onto your site, Absolute Soul Secrets. You can do private consultations for people if they're keen.
I don't do personal reads anymore, just because I'm so busy. But I've got really sterling psychics that have actually read for me, and they go through a 3-way vetting process. And plus, there's a money back guarantee. So if people ring up on their first reading and they're not happy, you know, we will give them their money back.
Fair enough.
It's 26 years we've been in business this year.
I've seen the That's Life ads from way back in the early 2000s. Yeah.
Yeah, so we're not going anywhere. And, you know, we really want to help people. That's really the basis of everybody that works here. So I'm sure we can help your listeners as well.
Thank you so much. Rose Smith, Absolute Soul Secrets. Google her up, Google her team, and have a look at where you go. Don't worry about where the world's going. It doesn't sound too good at the moment, but we know the Olympics are going to be looking good. And you personally, that's what it all comes down to, you and the fam, hey?